The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 14th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
O Most Pious Mother, I shall now explain unto you the ancient yoga system which I explained formerly to the great sages. It is serviceable and practical in every way.
Tamimam te parvakshami jamo vacham jamo matham puranadhe rishinang srutukamanam yogam sarvang naipunam. So, Kapil Dev, previous verse, he said that yoga adhyatmika pungsang yato nishrayah. The supreme yoga system is adhyatmika, or pertaining to the soul. So, people like this kind of yoga, gymnastics. But real yoga is adhyatmika. Adhyatmika means to awaken the soul to his proper position. That is real yoga. So that is not a manufactured novel concoction. That is Purana. As the soul is Purana, Shashvata Purana, similarly, his business is also Shashvata Purana. That business is to reconnect his lost relationship with Krishna. So Kapil Dev said that the same yoga system which I previously spoke to the great rishis were very eager to hear. Rishinam Srutukama. This is one of the qualifications for spiritual advancement. One must be eager to hear, because the spiritual life begins by hearing. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhave Graiham Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivhado Sayameva Spuratta. This is the statement of Shastra, that with our this blunt material senses, it is not possible to appreciate or to understand Sri Krishna Namadi. Krishna, his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his abode, so many things. Krishna is not alone, but Krishna begins from the name. Then there is form. Generally, for the beginners, neophytes, these two things are essential. To hear the name, to hear the qualities and see the form of the Lord, to offer worship, that is the instruction of Krishna personally. Manmana bhava madbhakta madjaji mam namaskuru. So, here Bhagavan Krishna is present. Even a child comes and offers his respect, it is taken into account that here is a devotee. He does not know anything. Simply by seeing the chanting and dancing, he will see practically. Even a small child, he dances, he claps, he enjoys. He takes part. So, the temple means to give chance to everyone, even to the child, to advance one step to Krishna consciousness. One step. Salpamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even little is accepted and is done, it becomes into account. Just like if you deposit even 2 annas in the bank, it is kept on your account. It will increase with interest. Similarly, devotional service, even done very little, it is not lost. It is not lost. In the Shastra it is said that even it is lost, not lost. Suppose some reason a man comes and joins this Krishna consciousness movement, and in the middle he falls down. He does not make further progress, but he falls down. But whatever he has done, that is permanent credit. That will never be lost. Even he stops, then from that point, again he'll begin, as soon as there will be chance. But whatever he has done, that is a permanent credit. That is the instruction of Shastra. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, jo suchinang simatangi hi yoga bhrashta sanyayati. Yoga bhrashta. Bhrashta means he was executing devotional service, but somehow or other, being allured by maya or some other causes, even if he falls down. So that credit is there. Therefore, he has to begin next life. He is given chance next life. What is that? Suchinang simatangi hi. He takes birth in 2 families. What is that? Suchinang. Suchinang means Brahman. Suchi. Suchi means Brahman. All is clean and pure. Therefore, they are called Suchi. And Muchi. Muchi means cobbler. Just the end. That is the lowest and this is the highest. Suchi and Muchi. There is a Bengali poetry. Suchi hoye Muchi ho, jadi Krishna kaje. Muchi hoye Suchi ho, jadi Krishna bhaje. If somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, even born in the family of cobbler, Muchi, he becomes Suchi. He becomes more than a Brahmin. And Muchi hoye Suchi ho. If one is born in the family of a Brahmin, but if he gives up Krishna consciousness, then he becomes a Muchi. So a devotee, whoever he may be, for everyone, the path of devotion is open. Manghi patha vyapasitya jipishu papajuna. Krishna says personally. It doesn't matter. Papajuni, low grade family. Papajuna. If he takes shelter of Krishna, Sriyavasya satha sudra, sti bijanti parangati. And Sukadeva Goswami says, Kirata hunanda pulinda pukkasa abhira sumba javanakasada. Jenne cha papa, je anne cha papa, jad upasraya sraya shuddhanti. Krishna consciousness is so nice. It is all embracing. There are many. Taktya sadharmam charanam bhujam hari patetato jadi bhajannapa kotha. Taktya sadharmam. Sadharmam means everyone has got his occupational duty. Sadhana. Generally we consider Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. They have got their sadharma. Brahman has got his duties, Kshatriya has got his duty. Chaturbanna Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhaga. So, sadharma means, suppose one gives as his occupational duty and takes to Krishna consciousness. Takta sadharmam charanambujam hari and takes to the shelter of Krishna. But bhajan apak could not mature his devotional service. Bhajan apakotha patetato jadi. And it falls down. This is Nara's statement. So he says, what is the loss? Even if he falls down, by sentiment he comes to Krishna consciousness. And even if he falls down, still where is the loss? And contrary to this, a man who is performing very perfectly his sadharma, but has no Krishna consciousness, then what is the gain? There is no gain. So, that yoga system, adhyatmika, is being explained by Kapil there. You will never fall down. Permanent fixed up position. Once begun, it will continue. Even if you fall down, then you are given chance again. What is that? Suchinang simatangehi yoga bhrishta sanjaya. Very nice family. Brahman family. Brahman family means Vaishnava family. Brahman Vaishnava. Brahman Pandit. Brahman means he must be learned and he must be a Vaishnava. Om tat Vishnu param padam sada pasyanti sura. Vishnu. Therefore, in every Brahman house there is Vishnu Puja, Vishnu Shalagram. Still, from descent, generation, it is coming down. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they are supposed to worship Lord Vishnu. Not only Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra also. Varnasam charavata purusena parapthuma Vishnu aradhate. This is statement of Vishnu Purana. Varnasama, the execution of duty in the institution of varna and ashram, four varnas and four ashram. What is the meaning? The meaning is Vishnu aradhate. Vishnu becomes very pleased. That is varnasama. If you execute as a pakka brahman, that means Vishnu will be pleased. If you execute your duties as a perfect kshatriya, then Vishnu will be pleased. If you execute your duty as a perfect vaishya, then Vishnu will be pleased. And if you execute your duties as a perfect shudra, Vishnu will be pleased. The purpose is to please Vishnu. Therefore, nate vidu. The purpose they do not know, they have forgot. Not now. This is the nature of this material world. Nate vidu sarthagatin. To please Vishnu. Vishnu means Krishna. Krishna means Vishnu. Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. So, Krishna has a millions of forms, as Vishnu, Narayan and others also. Advaita achyutaya anadi anantarupam. Anantarupam. Adyang purana purusam navajauvanat. So, Vishnu aradhati pungsa nannat tattosa karanam. There is no other alternative to please him. That would varnasam dharma is very important. That is the beginning of perfect human civilization. But we have lost everything. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also Vishnu, Krishna himself, just to give relief to this rotten or forgotten conditioned souls of this age, Kali Yuga, he has given this one mantra, which is called Mahamantra. What is that? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo nastiva, 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 gopiram. It is no longer possible to revive the perfect system, Varnasam. Although we are trying to revive, it is not possible. It is very difficult. People are so fallen. Mandas, mandamatayo, mandabhagya, jubadrita. They are so disturbed. Mandabhagya, unfortunate, and upadrita, always disturbed. Especially anavrishti, durvikha, and karopirita. The people of Kali Yuga will be harassed by these three things. There will be no rainfall. And their food scarcity and taxation by government. Income tax. Income tax is to plunder. If you have got some money, this is the means. So this is all stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. People will be so much harassed that achinna daridravina gacchanti girikanam. They will be disgusted so much, they will give up their family all of a sudden. Daridravina. Dara means wife, children, and bank balance, everything, let them go to. Recently we have seen one big industrial, he's committed suicide. So people will do that. They will be so much harassed. This is Kali Yuga. So, in this position of harassment, how the peaceful Varnasam can be revived? It is very difficult. It is almost impossible. Therefore, this system should be taken. What is this system? Sankirtanai jaggai jajanti hi sumedasa. Those who have got brain, they will worship Vishnu. Jagga means to satisfy Vishnu. Jaggai sankirtanai prayi. Vishnu aradhate pumishan nannat tattu. Whole aim is to satisfy Vishnu. Therefore Vishnu comes himself, Krishna. Vishnu comes himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and teaches. There is no difference between Vishnu's teachings. Other bogus teacher, they can teach something else. But Vishnu's teaching, just like Krishna, what about Krishna? Of course, Krishna incarnation was after Kapil's incarnation. Before that, there were other Vishnu incarnation. So here it is said, Tamimam te purvokshami jam bochang pura anaghe pura, formally. I am not manufacturing. Nowadays it has become a fashion to manufacture a new system of religion. It is not that. It is not new, old, pura. Krishna also says that imang vivasati yugam praktamanam abhyam vivasana manave prahu manu ikha gave pravit evam parampara praptam imang rajasaya vidu. And I am speaking that very yoga system again to you. So this is real incarnation. They will not say anything which was not spoken before. The same thing. Yoga nashta paranthama. That yoga has been lost. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, I am repeating the same yoga system unto you. Why to me? Why not to others? Bhaktosi, because you are my dear friend. Priyosi, you are my dear friend. Because without being bhakta, nobody will understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. Bhagavad Gita means to understand Krishna. So, although everything is explained there, but it is on the bhakti line, not in any other line. Therefore Krishna says at the end, Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. If anyone wants to understand Krishna and one's relationship with Krishna, then one must take to this process of Bhakti Yoga. That is Sankhya Yoga. That will be explained by Kapil there. Bhakti Yoga means Sankhya Yoga. So, as it is said, tamimam te parvakshami jam avocham pura anaghe. That is saying, mother, anaghe, anagha, mean one who has no sinful reaction in life. That is called anagha. Agha means pap, sin. And ana means without. Therefore, nobody can understand Krishna consciousness unless he is free from all sinful life. Jesham chuhanta gatam papam jananam punna karmanam te dandamaho nirmukta bhajanti maang dirabhrita. One can stick to Krishna consciousness when one is completely free from all sinful reaction of life. You may say that it will take some time if I have to get free from sinful reaction, then I will have to take some time. Krishna says no time, immediately. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja aham tva sarva papibhyo mukshaya. I will immediately do that. You just do this business. Surrender unto me. And I take guarantee. Then in your life begins. Sarva papa vininmuktam, sarva padhi vininmuktam. Upadhi means papa. Upadhi, and we get different bodies, that is due to our sinful action. If I am given the chance to execute as a human being, this human form of body, bhunam janmanam ante, we have got this body after many, many evolutionary processes. So this is a chance given to it. Hari Hari Bipalade, Narottamdas Thakur is singing. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Gwain. My dear Lord Krishna, I have wasted my time for nothing, uselessly. Why? Manusya janama paiya Radha Krishna na bhojiya janiya suniya visokhain. Because I got this opportunity, the human form of life, it was meant for understanding Krishna or at Krishna with Radharani. That is perfect Krishna. Krishna alone is Vasudeva. And Radha Krishna is perfect with all potencies. Parasa Shakti Vividhayo Sriyate. The absolute truth with potencies. Srimati Radharani is the source of all potencies. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti. The Radharani is the manifestation of Krishna's pleasure potency. Krishna, when he wants to enjoy, that he does not enjoy anything material. He expands his energy, potency. That is Radharani. Alladini Shakti Rasmad, Ekatmanamapi, Dehobhi, Dogatoto. So, these are the. So, if we want, that is the human life is meant for. As Narottamdas Thakur says, Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhojiya. Janiya suniya viso khain. My dear Lord, I have simply wasted my time. Although I got the opportunity of this human form of life, why you have wasted? Now I have done everything without worshipping Radha Krishna. Now what is this? Janiya suniya viso khain. It is just like taking poison knowingly. Somebody takes poison unknowingly and somebody takes poison to commit suicide knowingly. So it is something like that. If we do not understand Krishna in this life, then we are taking poison knowingly. Therefore Krishna says, yada yada, because they are taking poison, they got the chance of eternal life, but they are taking poison. Vishaya vishanale divanisi hiya jale. This material life is just like blazing fire of poison. Vishaya Vishaya knowledge. Vishaya means material. Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maithun. Eating, sleeping, and sex life, and defense. These are the material activities. So we are engaged with these things. So Vishaya Vishaya knowledge, Divanisi Hyajal. And if we become engaged with these four things, Vishaya, it is like poison. Then our heart will be always burning. Gastric ulcer. So it has to be cured. How it can be cured? Na golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana. Rotina janmila kanata. My dear dad, you have given the medicine, harinama sankirtana, the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, but I have no attraction for this. See, this is the realization of the Vaishnava. Brajanda nandana jai sachishito hoilo sei. Brajanda nandana Krishna, he has not come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sachishito, the son of Mother Sachi. Balaram hoilo nitai. And Balaram has become nitai. So what is their business now? Na papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddharilo. All kinds of varieties of sinful man, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are delivered. Tar sakhi jagayar madhai. What is evidence? Evidence is jagayar madhai. So at this present moment, not only one jagayar madhai, but thousands of jagayar madhai by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are being delivered. It is so active medicine, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, the perfect yoga system, sarvamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. He'll speak that. Tamimangte parvakshami. So it is not newly manufactured. We don't concoct anything. That is not our business. Our business is very simple. Our business is very simple because we take the words of Krishna as it is. That's all. Krishna says, satatam kirtayantam maa jatantas chadhirabhita. So, we are simply, we don't want to be very learned. We simply want blessings of you all. Then let us become so much learned that we can follow the instruction of Krishna. That's all. We don't want anything more. We don't want. Therefore, we're sticking to Krishna consciousness movement on the basis of Bhagavad Gita and little further advanced by reading Srimad Bhagavata. These are Krishna katha. And as I've told you, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that every one of you, especially Indians, Indians, they are imitating this material civilization horrible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us open way. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. This is Indian's business, paropokar. The whole world is in darkness without Krishna consciousness. Every Indian should, first of all, make his life successful by understanding Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita, and preach it all over the world. That is the Indian business. Thank you very much.